Hey, everybody, it's Allie for the Hollywood Life podcast, and we have so much to talk about today as the CMT Music Awards took place last night in Austin, Texas, and I was covering the show for Hollywood Life with some of my colleagues, and it was a really interesting one, so I'm going to introduce my co-host, Bonnie Fuller, to chat with us all about it. Hi, Bonnie.
Hey, Allie. And yeah, it was a really interesting show, and I have to say, the CMTs and the country community have changed so much in the last few years. And I think it's a good thing. But, you know, while I couldn't watch the entire show, I did catch a lot of it. And of course, I thought all of our Hollywood Life coverage on it was fantastic. You know, great photos and galleries and stories hitting every single bit of news. So thank you, Allie. Yeah. For you and Alyssa, who's our senior editor, who was heading up the team yesterday, and Olivia and Elise and Alyssa, who are also working. Hey, for you listeners, you know, you really got to come to the Hollywood Life site and see. We have a whole channel devoted to CMTs, and we had, you know, this terrific editorial team covering it.
Yes. So hopefully we have some country music fans out there and beyond, because country really has gone, you know, crossed over. Like last night, there were performances by Alanis Morissette, who looked amazing. There were performances, Gwen Stefani and Carly Pearce got together and sang "I'm Just a Girl." There's a lot of fun cross country collaborations. So, you know, you don't even have to be a country fan to enjoy it. But I think that one of the most poignant moments was right in the beginning of the show. Kelsea Ballerini came on the stage, and she, of course, you know, as expected, paid tribute to the Covenant shooting that took place in Nashville, about a week ago, March 27th. And she was just filled with raw emotion when she took the stage. She was wearing a black blazer and very, you know, she's very simple under dark lighting, and she recalled, and I remember this from when she released, she had a book of poems that came out a few years ago. She recalled witnessing her classmate get shot in the school cafeteria.
I know. And yes, it was like shocking. Yeah. Like, first of all, I mean, she was just like her tears were like coming to her eyes as she was speaking. She was so emotional. And I mean, really, it was the 31st. So it was just really 5 days before that this happened in Nashville. And it happened, you know, not just at, I mean, at a school, but an elementary school, like 9-year-olds were gunned down. And apparently that area where it happened is really close to what's known as Music Row in Nashville, which is the heart of the Nashville music scene. So it literally, you know, just struck at the core of the Nashville community. And yes, and the fact that, I mean, this is what's so horrible about what our country is going through, that there's people now who've actually kind of experienced more than one mass shooting.
Oh yes. Well, I mean, separately from the CMT Music Awards, there was a news reporter covering the shooting, and she was like, I was in my high school was involved in a shooting, and she had been there. So it's just like, now we're in a whole nother generation of like that we've grown up and like have experienced these things.
Yeah. Surviving one shooting that happened at your school, and then to be covering another shooting that's happening at another school, or just to, you know, like Kelsey, to have had one at her school and then have the shooting so close, like in her community.
Yeah.
So I thought that, you know, it was really important what she did in remembering the victims and asking, praying that there will be more gun safety, that there will be more protection against this.
Yeah. She said actual change, like a few times. She was like, plead, like, you know, she was pleading. In the past, she has talked about how much it triggers her, like school shootings and crowds and guns and loud noises. Like, she's very traumatized, of course, from the experience. So that was a really big moment in the beginning of the show. And
I just want to interrupt because I wanted, you know, just on what you said, that she's triggered, that in Tennessee, Governor Bill Lee has made it easier, has signed a law making it easier to openly carry guns anywhere. And in Tennessee, let alone in Nashville, and that's for 21-year-olds and over, but he's pushing to make it legal for 18 to 20-year-olds. And of course, you know, 18 to 24 is the age group that most of the mass shooters come from. So he's going to make it even easier. So somebody can walk up to a school legally with a gun slung over their shoulder. And I guess until they start shooting it, it's not illegal. Like, they can go right up to school.
Right. Well, and even more like shocking when it comes to these laws and the background checks and how, you know, people are like, oh, it doesn't do anything. Like, people can get guns and stuff on the black market. I mean, the shooter, we know now their parents were gun owners and the parents sold their guns and got rid of them. So because they felt that their child was a risk. And their child was still able to go purchase a gun because of these lack of checks, like this red flag check. And all of, you know, the MAGA people who are like, oh, just arm the teachers. The teachers at the Covenant School were armed.
Wow.
They've
found. It
doesn't
make a difference.
It doesn't make a difference. It's just like, it's the guns are the problem. Guns are the problem.
Are the problem. There's no other country in the world where the highest rate for children of death is by guns. And, you know, we're even talking about countries that are currently at war, like Syria, Yemen, and still the US is higher.
Absolutely. Sorry. Definitely. And it's so heartbreaking. And so, you know, I was proud to see the country community that, you know, does advocate for hunting and this and that, you know, I'm sure a lot of them are gun owners, but I think that there's obviously a massive difference between being a gun owner and, you know, not believing in gun control.
Right. And like a difference, like gun owners can be very supportive of universal background checks, safe storage laws, red flag laws, like making sure that guns are handled responsibly. And let's not forget that the country community was subjected to the mass shooting in Las Vegas.
Yeah. I was just about to say the Route 91 shooting that happened as well. It's been definitely, there's been a number of times. But I was very happy to see Kelsey do that. The country community was also wearing black ribbons to pay tribute, and CMT themselves partnered with the Sandy Hook Promise. So it was just good to see a lot of different things going on. And things really continued to get pretty political because Kelsey, again, or at least last night, Alyssa and I were joking that we were Kelsey Wood life because she so much. She was hosting the show. She was performing. She brought Chase Stokes. She was all over the place. She was having herself a night. She brought several of RuPaul's Drag Race stars, a bunch of drag queens on for her performance at the show last night. And this was in the midst, I mean, thank goodness, a federal judge knocked down the Tennessee law that was
put it on hold. Shoot an injunction for now,
hours before it was supposed to go into effect. But she was definitely making a statement. And I think along with that, CMT was making a statement, which is a big deal. It's a big country music television was making a statement.
Yep. It was. That's what I mean when I say that the country community has really changed. They have become, you know, very inclusive and supportive of the diversity of the members of their own community and of their fans in the world and the country. We're a diverse country. And I don't think you would have seen drag queens performing at a CMT show several years ago, but you know, they're standing up for, you know, freedom of speech, freedom of expression, what this country is supposed to be about. And this is a law, this law banning drag queen performances in public, but also in any places where there might be any public funding or government funding.
Or like within 5 miles of a church. Like there's like a mileage thing or in front of anywhere near children.
Well, the thing is, like, you know, they also, they write the laws so broadly that it's all about a man can't dress up as a woman, or, and you, no one can perform who's a male and dresses in women's clothes, or women who dress in men's clothes. You can't do any performances of any of that in the entire state. So that means that nobody could film any movies, a movie like Mrs. Doubtfire.
Right. I know. I'm like, being like Broadway shows, like where, yeah, like sometimes met, you know, like you just said, Mrs. Doubtfire. Absolutely.
Tootsie, the another Oscar winning movie. Yeah. Some like that with Tony Lemon. Yeah. Tony like not Tony Lemon, Jack Lemon and Tony Curtis. One of the funniest movies of all time.
Some Like It Hot.
La Cage aux Folles, which is about, I mean, you're, it's ridiculous. I don't know if you ever saw, did you grow up watching Mary Martin as Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be banned. You couldn't right. have a woman playing a young Peter Pan in Tennessee. And like, how can that not be against our constitutional rights of freedom of speech and expression?
Or like, what if a stylist saw a cool men's button down that they wanted their like Maren Morris to wear on stage, like open and cool, like a top. She couldn't wear that shirt.
Right. Yeah. What if you are Scottish and you want to wear a kilt?
Right.
Like, is that okay? What about when like Harry Styles and Brad Pitt wear skirts to perform it? Like right. just sort of making a fashion statement. Jared Leto, he's wearing skirts.
Yeah. I mean, it's absolute madness. And I was so happy that Kelsey stepped there. And also, again, CMT making a statement to Cody Allen, who we've had on the podcast. Cody Allen, who we've had on the podcast, actually was doing, he was doing interviews last night on behalf of CMT. And the Queens came and chatted with him. And he asked about the laws. And he asked how they were feeling and just why they wanted to come to the awards and kind of spread the word versus being like, oh, these people hate me. And they said, we're here celebrating artistry of all these musicians. And we just want to represent that there's another art form of drag. And it's just as fabulous yeah. and just as deserving to be celebrated. And Cody said, we love freedom of expression at CMT and in Nashville as well. So we love Good. To hear that. And we love to see it.
Yeah. And it's, I mean, they're just, you know, wonderful, talented, and harmless people.
Like, I mean, gosh, it's they're like the happiest people. They're the bringing light into this dark world, and they're doing it for fun. They're not harming anybody. They're being harmed.
Yeah, but also, Allie, if you think about it, it's not illegal for Nazis and white supremacists to march in the streets. Like that's right. legal. That is a legal form of expression.
Totally.
As long as they're not, you know, armed or, you know, hurting. Starting conflicts. It's okay for Nazis to be able to march in the streets of Tennessee, but you can't have drag queens performing at a, you know, in a club or, and who can, like, I mean, I've never been to a drag queen reading at a library, but you know, for kids, it's like, what's the difference between seeing somebody else dressed up in a costume?
Right.
Like, do clowns have to make sure that they're like a male clown can only wear a costume that's identifiable as a male clown, and female clowns have to put a skirt on? Like, it's so ridiculous.
And listen, if parents don't want to bring their kids to that, then they don't have to.
Yeah.
That's really what it comes down to. Like, you're the parent. And like, if you decide that you do not want to bring your child to that, nobody's forcing you, you know, it's not like they're like gunning you down and being like,
right.
you got, like with their legal guns that you let them have. It's just, oh, I hate it. But luckily, like you said, for now, this ban law has been paused and put on hold, and hopefully, you know, I think we'll have to see. But you know,
right.
the Supreme Court, I wonder if it'll go to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court continues to kind of like help navigate this. I mean, some school just tried to ban the Ruby Bridges movie, and the Supreme Court said that that was not allowed, and replaced several books in a library this past week. That
right. That wasn't the Supreme Court, but that was an appeals court judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. It wasn't Supreme Court. Or it might've been the Texas Supreme Court that that's a very conservative court that said that, yeah. that was ridiculous. So, and did not allow that to stand. But these laws against drag queen performances, it's not just Tennessee, but there's all kinds of Republican-led states that are trying to do this and to demonize drag queens.
And like at the end of the day, they're performers. They are not, it's like, this is beyond LGBTQ plus legislation. This is like, which is like, this is a whole separate thing. This is about art, actually. Like it comes down to freedom of expression and like an artistic form. It's censorship.
Yes. Oh, it's total censorship. And just as we said, it's okay with them to censor, to not censor Nazis, but they want to censor drag queens. And it's okay with them to openly carry a gun up to the doors of a school. For all we know, and obviously you can carry guns in a school if teachers are armed.
Yeah.
You can shoot them at people.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, well, it is, I think that it is really interesting that the CMTs, you know, completely made statements on these issues. And also that Shania Twain, you know, was given an award for pay inclusivity, like equal pay.
Equal play.
So that's really interesting. Yes.
Yeah. So Jennifer Nettles actually inaugurated this award a few years ago because she had been a massive advocate for women being played equally to men. For every song that a man country artist plays, CMT then promised to play a female song. So CMT has been a huge advocate for the equal play movement. And this year, Shania Twain was the recipient, and she really, like, I didn't realize this prior to, and I wonder if she did this after she got word she was receiving the award or they gave her the award because of this, but she is embarking on her Queen of Me tour, and she has about 10 different openers. Like, it's like, they'll do like 6 shows, then she'll have a different one, then a different one, then a different one. And they're all these artists that have been in the industry for a long time and haven't necessarily gotten the recognition that they deserve. They haven't gotten, you know, their time. And she said that last night. She was like, I hope that they impress you much and you realize why they should be played, why they, you know, should be celebrated. And some of them are gay, some of them are Black, some of them are older, some of them are young, that some of them are just unsigned artists that are really talented. A lot of them are Canadian. And so I think that she's just incredible. She looks incredible. She sounds incredible. And I'm so happy she's back. She had taken
happy she's back. I mean, talk about looking incredible. I can't believe she's 57. Like, she has I know, she's never looked better, sounded better. I mean, she just went through such a terrible period when she got Lyme disease and she didn't know what it was.
Right.
She couldn't sing. Yeah, her voice was affected by Lyme, which can affect any part of your body.
Right.
And also affects you neurologically. Like, she was having all these weird neurological symptoms, which, again, Lyme can do that. I know, because I had it and I had neurological effects. And she obviously gained so much self-confidence. She's talked about how she had incredible stage fright.
Yes.
So much of her career.
And yeah.
Seems well, to really overcome that.
And that was a massive thing with her divorce. I think that when she had caught her ex-husband cheating with one of her friends, and now she's married to the best friend's ex. But I think it was that moment that she, like, that guy made her feel so horrible that she, like, couldn't bring herself to get on stage.
Yeah.
And she had such bad stage fright. And now she's just absolutely crushing it. And it was also when she had Lyme, she had so many steroids and things like that, that she's been able to kind of shrink herself back down to, God, what, she looks like she's 20. But she had definitely, like, gone through so many changes over the years, and now she's just absolutely crushing it.
Yeah, she's living her best life. And, you know, the issue of equal play is super important in the country music world because, and we've talked to a number of female artists about it. Wasn't it Maren Morris who also spoke out a lot about that?
Oh yeah, Maren speaks out about it. Kelsey speaks,
right, they don't get equal play on country music stations.
Yes, we interviewed Sarah Evans about it too. She talks about the bro country and how, you know, these men just dominate the charts because women aren't being played. You can't hear them if they're not being played.
Right. And listen, you even think of like American Idol, which I do love American Idol and I follow it every year, is that country stars, I think, have won the last 3 years in a row, but it's all guys. And Hunter Girl, who's so good, was a runner up, but she wasn't the winner. It was still Chase Beckham, the guy. Yeah. So
Was it Noah Thompson?
Yes, that's right. It was Noah Thompson her year, and she was number second. Yep. And then the year before was Chase Beckham, and the year before that was Lane.
I remember him. I just remember too, even back in the day, like this problem has gotten better, but back, like when Carrie Underwood was on. Yeah. I remember fighting with my parents because I was like, Carrie Underwood's going to win. And I called, I voted for her a million times or as many as you could. I think you could vote 10. And they were like, no, Bo Bice is going to win. Like that's what it happens. Like, she won, which was just so surprising though. I think it was surprising to everybody. And I didn't really realize why until I realized that women in country music just weren't pushed like to America. So why would America necessarily vote for a female country artist?
Yeah, I know. Well, a lot of it has to do in a prejudice in the actual station in the lists of songs they play. So let's hope that's got to change. I mean, let's hope.
We're making progress.
I think is really helping. So now in our last few minutes though, let's talk about some other news. There was a lot of Kar Jenner news this weekend.
Lots of news. I guess
there's so many Kar Jenners. It's easy.
But it's been like pretty slow for them recently. I've found like I do the videos every day and I do the Kar Jenner roundups and we were kind of struggling. We were like, they're being a little quiet here. We were doing a lot of Kar Jenner kids roundups because they were just like very focused on their kids for a while, which was good, and posting pictures of them. But this weekend, so Kylie is preparing to launch her Kylash mascara for Kylie Cosmetics. And she shared this behind the scenes photo. And Travis Scott, out of the woodwork, 3 months after their split, he commented on their picture and said, a beauty. And I don't know if he's being supportive of the mother of his two children or is being flirty.
You know, they've broken up and gotten back together and broken up and gotten back together. But in between all of the breakups, when they've been back together, they've managed to have two children, Stormy and little Air. And, you know, Kylie's like only 25. I mean, she's really young. But, I mean, we know, we've got good sources that she wants an engagement ring. I would want a commitment, I would say, after before having kids, but having two kids with somebody.
Absolutely. And so that is our exclusive that we had heard that he wasn't really willing to commit to her as much as she wanted that 100% commitment, which after two kids, I would want that as well. If I was like a 25-year-old girl, like chilling, I'd be kind of like, maybe I'll get it, find another one, but no, not after two kids. Two kids, I would say.
Right. They're co-parenting. So, you know, I don't know what his problem is. And she stood by him through, you know, the terrible Houston concert tragedy where so many of his fans were killed.
Yeah.
And, you know, she stuck right by his side and gave him tremendous support in that terrible time. So what more does the man want?
She's beautiful.
She's smart. She's a business, you know, billionaire business owner. She's a good mom. I've met her a couple of times. She was lovely.
Yeah. I mean, and he would be very lucky to be a part of that family, I think. So
really, would he ever?
I maybe
lucky to have Kylie.
Yes. maybe they're back together and we don't know. I'm sure that we'll find out soon. And then another interesting moment with the Kardashians this weekend, Drake shared a preview of his new song, Rescue Me. And in it, he included a line from Kim Kardashian talking about how she wanted a divorce from Kanye.
Yeah.
So I hope that somebody, Kanye's handler, has his phone and he can't access Twitter today because that was pretty savage of Drake, I would say.
Savage.
Yep.
Well, they reportedly, he and Kanye have reportedly had this feud going for a number of years. You know, Drake has a lot of feuds because I remember, you know, he had that massive feud with Chris Brown over Rihanna.
Oh yeah.
And that, you know, she was back and forth between Chris and Drake for quite a while. And then they had that terrible whole nightclub fight. But yeah, he seems to savor a feud, doesn't he?
Yeah. I mean, he definitely poured fuel into the flames, I would say, with this one. So it's a conversation that Kim and Chris were having in the final season, or it was the final episode of the series of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, where Kim was like about to file for divorce. And so fans could hear Kim say in this tidbit of the song, which it's also just funny that he shared like a small clip and that was the clip that he shared. And it said, I haven't come this far just to come this far and not be happy.
Yeah. Yep. Well, that was, you know, Kim speaking about getting a divorce from Kanye, and thank the Lord that she did, because he so went off the rails. Yeah. With his anti-Semitism and his white supremacy.
Yeah, I mean, awful. I wonder if he's still like quote unquote married to that girl. Like, where's that girl since Tori?
I think they're still married, but we're not reporting on them.
Yeah.
We're not going to report on him right now. Like, we're not going to report on him, period.
Yeah.
No. Until he disavows things that he has said that are terrible.
Absolutely.
So thank God that Kim moved on. And at the right time for herself and her kids. And you can listen, there's lots of reasons why Drake, you can see, would not be a Kanye fan.
Yes, agreed. Yes. Agreed. And they've continued, and Kanye has said some crazy stuff about Drake and like accused him of so many weird things that like, I'm sure this is Drake, and Drake hasn't said or done anything back since those accusations. So this is probably his response. He was waiting.
Yeah. For. Yeah. He's held his fire.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. He chose to put it in his art.
Yes. Yes.
So
artiste.
Well, such an artiste.
Yes. Just before we wrap up, I do want to just circle back a little bit to Kelce and Chase Stokes. Because could they be a cuter couple or what?
I know, they really are cute. And he is just very supportive, obviously. He was with her backstage at SNL. He was singing along to her performance last night. Then he met her backstage and they took such cute photos together. And he just really they seem to be having fun. She told CMT last night she had the hottest date there. They just seem to be having fun. Like, I'm happy for her, you know, that she got married really young and really quickly to Morgan Evans, like after a few months together. And so I'm happy for her to explore the romance.
And he's hot, Sean B.
Really nice. I've interviewed him a few times. He's really, really nice. So she deserves that.
Well, and she's really nice too. So yes. And she's thoughtful. So she does deserve that. We're really happy for them. Yeah. We like to see a couple of it.
Love.
Yes, it's all about love and deserve each other. Okay. Well, listeners, that's it for now.
Tune in next week for a new interview and some more gossip chat with Bonnie and I. Thank you guys so much for tuning in.